We're going to look at Mary's song today, and that's found in Luke chapter 1. So please turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 1 with me. If you need a Bible, there's a table of them right back there. Luke 1 at verse 26. Okay, and if you're using one of the Bibles on the table back there, that's page 723. Yeah. All right, here we go. Begin at verse 26. Here Luke writes for us. He says, "In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.' Mary was greatly troubled or startled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and we will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.' 'How will this be?' Mary asked the angel, 'since I am a virgin.' The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God.' 'I am the Lord's servant,' Mary answered. 'May it be to me as you have said.' Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, Elizabeth exclaimed, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.' And Mary said, 'My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich empty away. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers.' Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months, and then she returned home." So this past week, as I've been reflecting on this birth story of Mary, I'm reminded that no two pregnancies are the same. No two birth announcements are the same. For some folks, you know, they make this such a big deal, right? A baby is going to be born. And they create these big postcards and they send them out and they're letting everybody know, guess what? We're having a baby. Other people, it seems like they don't want anybody to know. It's all quiet. you don't find out until like 7th month or 8th month somehow. Right? And they kind of keep it a secret. For some, conceiving a baby is a hard and difficult thing. Do you know people who struggle? I have friends. They want children desperately, but it's so hard. It's so painful. For others, it seems, right? It just happens. It just happens. Right? Another baby's coming. Another baby's coming. For some, delivery is quick and to the point. It's efficient. I don't see Myrna here this morning, but I heard it was 48 minutes. Right? They're elevator babies, right? You just get there and they're coming out and they're like, wait a minute, wait a minute. For others, it's a 48-hour affair. Not 48 minutes, but 48 hours. It takes time, sweat, and lots of tears. For some, when the baby is born, it's healthy and strong and full of life. This past week, I got to hold Kellen. I don't know if you saw that on Facebook. Melissa had her baby boy this week. And he was just 6 pounds, some ounces. And I said to her, never get to hold babies. Our babies were bigger than this when they came out. So it was so fun to hold just a little 6 pound, beautiful boy. For others, though, when the baby's born, you don't get to hold it because they whisk it away to the intensive care unit. I remember Chad and Kim, our neighbors. When little Chad Jr. was born, he was only about 1 pound, born premature. And when he was delivered, they whisked him away. You weren't able to touch him, but had to watch as he was hooked up to all these machines. No 2 birth announcements, no 2 deliveries, no 2 pregnancies are the same. And if you and I were to compare and contrast the story for today versus the story last week, there's no exception. Do you remember the details of the birth announcement last week? The birth announcement given to, who was it given to? Zechariah. That's right. Who was the messenger? Do you remember who the messenger was who was bringing this birth announcement? Who came to Zechariah and said, you're going to have a baby? Gabriel. That's right. Same for Mary. Right? What was the message? You're going to have a baby, right? Same messenger, same message. Tell me a little bit about Zechariah. How old was Zechariah? Do you remember? What's that? Did you say 6? Oh, no. Right? How old was Zechariah? Do you remember? He was well along in years, I believe, was the phrase. Nice politically correct way, right? He was old, is what he was. Right? How old was Elizabeth? She was very old too. Where did the announcement happen? Where did Zechariah, you remember where the angel spoke to him? Where was it? Do you remember? In the temple. Why was Zechariah in the temple? He was praying. Yeah. Remember what he did for a living? Why was he praying in the temple? Remember? No? He was a priest. Right? He was a high priest. He was a very important person in that society. Not everybody had access to the temple. Only a few people did. Right? So Zechariah here, old, right? Powerful, well-respected person here. How many times do you think Zechariah and Elizabeth tried to conceive over the years? But they weren't able to. How did Zechariah respond when Gabriel came and said, you're going to have a baby? Remember what he said? I don't believe you. How in the world could that be? He doubted. So Zechariah and this side, Mary. Gabriel comes to her. Same message, you're going to have a baby. Right? How old was Mary? Young. What's that now? Not even married yet.
That's right.
Bridget, stand up for us. Where's my Megan? Is my Megan here? No. Hannah, how old are you, Hannah? You're 11? Stand up. All right. Here. This is Mary. Somewhere in between here. Bridget's 15. Hannah's 11. All right. So we have Zechariah here on this side, very old. Right. Unable to have a baby. All right. You guys can sit down. Mary, somewhere between 15 and 11. How about her social status? Zechariah, very important. High priest. What do we know about Mary over here? Where was she from? Anybody know? Galilee was the province. How about the town? Nazareth. That's right. Some scholars say Luke had to say exactly where she was from because most people don't know where in the world Nazareth is. It's just a little blip. It's kind of like Alto. Is anybody here from Alto? Are you from Alto? All right, sweet. See? There he is, the man from Alto. Or are we going to say Alaska? Anybody from Alaska? Right? It's one of those type of towns where you kind of drive through and you're like, was it there? There's just a few people living in Nazareth. So we have this little girl, very young woman, pledged to be married, but not married yet. Gabriel says, you're going to have a baby. To which Mary says, what? How can this be? Right? Since I am a virgin. Zechariah, his question was a doubtful question. Mary's question was a biological one. Right? Wait a minute. You say I'm going to have a baby. How can this be? Because she knew that she hadn't been with anybody. She hasn't been with a man yet. So how can this be? Since I am a virgin. How will this be? Look at the spectrum here. It struck me. Zechariah and Elizabeth, unable to have a baby. Biologically. Mary. Unable to have a baby biologically. Why does God, why does Luke tell us these two stories? What does he want to show us here? What's special about these two children? John on this side, Jesus on this side. What's special about these? These babies are the work of the Lord. If we're up to a human decision, right? Zechariah and Elizabeth, would have had all kinds of babies. They wanted them, but couldn't. God says, you are. You are going to have a child. And he's going to prepare the way for this one. Right? Mary, she's not enabled either, biologically. But what's impossible, biologically, is possible with God. What did Gabriel say? How many things are possible with God? All things are possible with God. These babies are important. They're important for a reason. God is at work here. He's at work for a purpose. And what is that purpose? We find out in Mary's song. What does Mary do with the message that Gabriel brings to her? What does she do with this amazing birth announcement? How does it affect her heart, her soul, and her being? What does it cause her to do? My soul, she says, it causes her to break out in song. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God's my Savior. When Mary finds out, she glorifies the Lord. She rejoices in song before Him for two reasons. What's the first reason? Because He has chosen her. He has been mindful of her. She has found favor with God. Why is her soul glorified, Lord? For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Bless his holy name. Of all the people that God could have chosen, God chose her. And this 13-year-old girl is aware of this. She's aware that she's been chosen for a special thing. So what does she do? She flips the glory back and she says, glorify your name, Lord. Bless your holy name for what you are doing in and through me. She found favor with God. Other people also found favor. People like Noah, people like Gideon, people like Hannah, the mother of Samuel, people like King David, these two. Mary, a young girl, realizes that she has found favor. She gives God praise for it. In humility, may it be to me, Lord, may it be to me. She gives glory for choosing her. But she also praises God because of who the child is that she is going to bear. What he will do, who he will be. Listen again to what she sings. She says, his mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled hungry with good things, but has sent the rich empty away. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Fred Craddock, in his comments on these verses, reminds us that Mary sings of a God who is going to bring down the mighty and exalt those of low degree, who fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich empty away. Mary sings of a final judgment of God in which there is a complete reversal of fortunes. The powerful and the rich are going to exchange places with the powerless and the poor. And when we look at Mary, we look at who she is. God demonstrates this point vividly in and through her. Because who is she? Is she a queen? Is she a mighty ruler? Is she a powerful and important person? She's a 13-year-old girl from Nazareth. She's basically a nobody. But through this nobody, God is going to do something powerful. That's what she sings about. She sings about what God is going to do, not just for her, but for all of humanity. Mary's heart pours out before God with joy and thanksgiving because of what God's going to do for the poor, the powerless, the oppressed, the hurting, and those who are sinful. This is why Mary sings. Because he's going to lift up. This child is going to lift up those who humble themselves before him. What happens? What is going to happen to sinners? They're going to be forgiven. What's going to happen to those who are poor in heart? They're going to see God. What's going to happen to those who are oppressed? They're going to be delivered. What is going to happen to those who are powerless? They're going to be called sons and daughters of the Most High. What's going to happen to those whose hearts are hurting and filled with pain? Those hearts are going to be healed through this one. Therefore, Mary sings. She sings of this great reversal that's going to happen. Because those who humble are going to be filled. But Mary also sings for joy because through this Son of God that's going to be born, Those who are proud are going to be scattered. Those who are proud in their inmost thoughts are going to be brought down from their thrones. Mary sings with joy because Jesus will scatter and overthrow those who are arrogant. And He's going to scatter and He's going to destroy any arrogant thoughts that we may have inside of us. Ideas such as that we're our own makers. That we don't need God. That we can save ourselves. We can do it on our own. That we're good enough. That we're the ruler of our own lives. Mary rejoices because this Son of God's going to change that. This child is going to cut through the lies and help us see the truth. Another pastor said it this way. He said, in the Magnificat, God totally changes the order of things. God takes that which is on the bottom, and God turns everything upside down. He puts the bottom on the top, and the top on the bottom. God revolutionizes the way we think, the way we act, and the way we live. Before God's revolution, we were impressed with money, power, status, and education. We were impressed with beauty, bucks, and brains. But through Jesus, God revolutionizes all of that. God totally changes all of that. God turns it upside down. The poor are put on the top, and the rich are put on the bottom. He says it's a revolution. God's revolution. And this is what Mary is singing about. This revolution. She pours out her heart in song on account of the reversal that's happening. The reversal that's going to take place. Her heart pours out because the promises that God made to her forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of God's people up until that point are coming true. They're coming true through this baby. And Mary, this 13-year-old girl, can't contain it. She's got to sing about it. My soul glorifies the Lord. She can't keep it in anymore. She has to express it. She has to sing about it. She has to let it out. So what about you? What about you here this morning? What effect does this birth announcement have on you? What effect does it have on your heart and your soul? For you see, this announcement that Gabriel gave to Mary wasn't just for her, but it was for you and for me too. What is your reaction? How does it affect your heart? Does it affect your heart? I asked myself that question this week. I see Mary, she's pouring out her heart with song. God uses a 13-year-old girl from Nazareth. What about you, Henry? What do you think of the one who came? What do you think of the Son of God? Does this news, does it have an impact on us here this morning? Does it speak to our hearts? Are you low? Are you empty? Are you hurting this morning? If so, I have good news for you. And the good news is that Jesus came, this baby came to lift you up. He came to extend mercy. He came to forgive. He came to fill. He came to free our hearts and our souls, to free us from the pains and the hurts that we have with inside. Are you proud this morning? Are you arrogant this morning? Are you rich this morning? If so, I've got good news for you too. And the good news is this, that the Son of God, right? He's going to scatter you. He's going to dissipate that arrogance within you. He's going to break down our pride. He's going to mess with our inmost thoughts. He's going to expose those lies in there. He's going to bring down those of us who are sitting on our thrones and think, we can do it. I don't need you. That's good news. A little personal testimony for you this morning. So I'm reflecting on this past week. Right? And as I'm looking at Mary, right, and I imagine my daughter. My daughter's 11. Maybe just a little on the shy side. Right? This announcement isn't all good news for her. Right? You who, right, women here who have been pregnant, you know there's both joys and not so joys with becoming pregnant. Especially if you're not married yet in Mary society. A lot's been handed to this young little girl. It's a lot of society. What people are going to say, what they're going to think. Let alone the fact that she's going to be the mother of the Son of God. A little pressure, would you say? But what does she do with the pressure? She says, may it be to me as you have said. This 13-year-old girl sees something greater at work than all that. She sees who this child is and what he's going to do, not just for her, but for you and for me. And she sings about it. She sings about this revolution that's going to happen. How often aren't we proud? How often aren't we arrogant? How often do we think that we can just do it all by ourselves? This week I heard the good news. The good news in her song that I never heard before. Good news for proud, arrogant people like me. Right? It's that the Lord can expose that. He can dissipate that. He can scatter that. Do you think our culture, do you think our society needs a little bit of that? It's good news. But then, how about the lifting part? Don't we experience difficult things in our lives? Aren't our hearts often heavy? From things that we do, but also done to us? We need deliverance from that too. There's good news in Mary's song because there's one who's come who's going to lift up. If we're willing to humble ourselves and to admit we need it, get off our throne and get onto our knees. If we're willing to shed the lie that we can do it by ourselves and turn to Him, what does He promise? He promises to lift us up. Is that something we're singing about? Pray with me this morning. Father, we come before you. Sitting in our seats here this morning. Confronted with Mary's song. A song that sings about deliverance. Deliverance on both sides of the spectrums. Lord, I suspect that there's some people here this morning who are hurting, whose hearts and souls are heavy. There's persons here who need to be lifted up. Lord, and the good news is that you are able and willing to do that for us. All we need to do is humble ourselves and turn to you and cry out to you. And you will meet us in that place. Lord, now there's us here this morning and we're proud. We're arrogant. We're sitting on our own thrones. Lord, we need to be scattered. We need to be dethroned. We need to be humbled. Lord, and the good news for us is that you are able to do that. You are able to show us the lies that we often believe. You are able to break through our stubbornness. And replace that with humility. You're able to break through our self-sufficiency and replace it with dependence. Lord, that is an awesome and a powerful gift. The most wonderful gift of Christmas. Lord, it's a gift worth singing about. Lord, it's a gift worth unwrapping. Lord, it's a gift worth embracing. So Lord, as we continue to worship you, as we sing these songs, just speak to our hearts. Lord, if we need to be lifted up, lift us up. Lord, if we need to be knocked down, knock us down. But whatever the case, Lord, enable us to magnify you, to bring glory to your name for who you are and what you've done and what you are doing. Lord, you've started a revolution. Hear us as we sing about that. Pray these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.